So this seminar will be translated in Latvian, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how many are from Latvia here in the seminar? Okay, very good. Do we have any from Estonia that are here?
Oh,
still very good. How many from Lithuania?
Lithuanians.
Okay, in the back, look at that. Welcome. We discovered that this topic was very interesting to people. We were holding a seeds conference in Canada. And someone canceled on being a presenter. And so I invited one of my students to present this topic. And the room was filled up like this. Nobody knew who the student was. But they were interested in the topic. And he did a great job with it. So we decided that we would like to present this topic regularly so people would be able to learn more about this. So let me ask you, do you have secular people that live in the Baltics? A lot, many, right? You have even more than we have in the United States. But there are certain ways we can learn to communicate with people who are secular. And I'm going to share with you four of my favorite ways today. And I'm going to give you some assignments to practice while we're here. So the first, my first favorite way,
mans pirmais mīļākais veids,
I will begin to share by a story.
Es sākšu ar stāstu.
An experience that I had on an airplane.
Ar kādu pieredzi, kas man bija lidmašīnā.
I fly many places in the world.
Es daudz ceļoju.
And when I fly,
un kad es lidoju,
I like to sleep.
Man patīk gulēt.
Hopefully not on the shoulder of the person next to me.
Cerams, ka nevis plecs kādam, kas man blakus.
Hopefully I don't snore.
Cerams, ka es nekrācu.
Or drool.
Vai arī nesiekalojos.
Because sometimes I'm very tired on the airplane.
Jo dažreiz vienkārši ļoti noguris.
But on this particular flight, as I was looking to see who I would be sitting next to, I was greeted by a friendly young man. He reached out his hand and said, "My name's Jay, what's your name?" Okay. He was very nice. And he wanted to talk. I would not be sleeping. So I learned some things about Jay right away. He told me he's 27 years old. That he's single. Not married. He's beginning his career as an accountant. He told me that he was headed out for a guy's weekend.
Un ka viņš dodas tādā kā nedēļas nogalē kopā ar saviem draugiem.
Are you familiar with the concept of a guy's weekend?
Vai esat pazīstams koncepts, kur tikai vīrieši tādā kā nedēļas nogalē tiek organizēts?
What happens in a weekend like this?
Kas šādās nedēļas nogalēs notiek?
Drinking, not the drinking, what else?
Kas vēl?
Parties.
Balīts.
For the United States, at least, some kind of sports, right?
I swear,
yeah, it's true here, too. Yeah, sports and women, right? So he's headed for some trouble for the weekend, right? And he said that there are some jokes that he wouldn't laugh at. If he was serious.
I
thought that was a very interesting comment.
Tas bija ļoti interesants komentārs.
He told me that he grew up in a broken home.
Viņš pastāstīja par sevi, ka viņš
parents were divorced.
Uzauga nelabvēlīgā ģimenē, kur vecāki šķīrušies.
He thinks it's very strange that his current girlfriend is a Christian.
Un viņš domā, ka ļoti dīvaini, ka viņa pašreizējā draudzene ir kristiete.
And he said his last girlfriend was a Christian as well. So some interesting things I've learned about Jay, who is a secular person. So, what approach should I take with Jay?
Tā, kā man sāk šo sarunu vai turpināt viņu?
Since I'm a Seventh-day Adventist,
jo esmu Septītās dienas Adventists,
I can share with him about the Sabbath, right?
Es viņam varu pastāstīt par sabatu, vai ne?
How many of you think I should share with Jay about the Sabbath?
Kā jūs domājat, cik daudz man vajadzētu stāstīt par sabatu? Cik daudz no jums tā domā?
Not at the beginning. Oh, this sister has so much wisdom. This is good. Not yet.
Right?
Not yet. Okay. But he needs rest in his life. The Sabbath is perfect, right?
But
not yet, okay?
You
know, will not work, right? Okay. So let's tell him that he needs to find a Seventh-day Adventist church. Because he needs God in his life. What do you think? Not yet? No.
Okay.
All right. Let's let him know that his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he needs to give up drinking. How many think it's a good idea he gives up drinking?
That was my love idea.
It's a trick question. Yes, it's a good idea for him to give up drinking. But maybe that's not the appropriate conversation right now. You see, I learned something very important about this. And I learned this lesson when I was 19 years old. I believe strongly what we teach as a Seventh-day Adventist church. And I was traveling on an airplane to be a student at New Bowl College in England.
Un tajā laikā es ceļoju uz Angliju, uz Newbold, kur es būšu sākā students.
An 8-hour flight.
8 stundu lidojums.
And I sat down by a Catholic priest.
Un es nosēdos blakus katoļu priesterim.
I thought this was my opportunity.
Es domāju, tā bija mana iespēja.
I have 8 hours to share the Seventh-day Adventist truth with the Catholic priest.
Man ir 8 stundas, lai sāstītu katoļu priesterim par patiesību.
So I began to wonder, where should I start?
Un es domāju, ar ko man sākt?
And I decided to start with the state of the dead.
Es izlēmu sākt ar mirušo stāvokli.
And so I began to share with him scriptures about what happens to people when they die.
Es sāku viņu dalīt rakstvietas, kas par to, kas notiek mirušajiem.
He reached up and pressed a button.
Viņš nospieda to, kas bija viņam aiz galvas.
That was calling the flight attendant.
Kas ir savs stewardi?
And he said, excuse me, ma'am.
Atvainojiet.
Could I find a different seat?
Vai es varētu atrast citu vietu?
It didn't work.
Tas nestrādāja.
And sometimes we as Seventh-day Adventists are so excited about some of the things we believe.
Un kādreiz mēs kā septītās dienas adventisti esam tik ļoti aizrauti par lietām.
The Sabbath is such a blessing we want to share it.
Ka sabats tik liela svētība, mēs gribam visiem
dalīties. Our health message is such a blessing we want to share it.
Mūsu veselības vēsts.
And we start with things that should come later on.
Un mēs sākam lietām, kurām varbūt nevajadzētu sākt.
So I knew I shouldn't start there.
Un es zināju, ka man tur arī nevajadzētu sākt ar Jay.
So Jay wants to talk.
Jay's grib runāt.
I won't be able to sleep on the airplane.
Es negulēšu.
What approach will I take with Jake? Where should I start? Okay, I would like to have you discuss that in groups of
4 or 5.
We'll give you 2 minutes to discuss. Where are you going to start with Jake? Okay, go.
4-5 cilvēku grupas, 2 minūtes.
Let's come back together.
Labi, atpārdzēmas un diskusijas, atspriedīsimies.
Share with me some ideas. What would you do?
Tā un grupas, dažas grupas var pastāstīt, ko viņas grupas atspried. Tā lūdzu, kāda grupa, kas grib dalīties, ko viņa atspried.
Such a good idea, you're still sharing. Yes, what was your idea?
Jā, kāda jums bija ideja?
You can explain it in English.
You can speak me Latvian.
Okay, start with the girlfriend.
Vai uzsāksim ar draudzeni, jo viņa draudze kristiet.
And bring up the benefit of it.
Okay, izcelsim šo te.
For him himself.
Okay. Kāds labums ir, kāds jā, iegūmums šim tad puisam.
Well, he said Christian girls are more pure, right?
Yes.
You are Christian.
Okay.
Maiden,
all right. So you start. How many think you start with the girlfriend?
Es domāju, cik vajadzētu sākt ar draudzeni.
Okay. A few people came up. Any other ideas besides that one?
Tā, vēl kāds idejas?
Man tur
droši.
Okay.
Maybe you can start with the profession. He is
He is interested in the career accountant, yes? Yes, maybe some questions about that.
Show an interest in his career, okay?
Yeah,
he'll
have
a
Okay, interesting.
You could open a spiritual opportunity there.
Okay.
Let's take one more. I saw one more hand back here.
Vēl atbildi.
Maybe just to add this idea. He shared from you his profession, and you can share your profession with him.
Okay, and share a little my story with him.
Talk about his weekend.
What he's planning to Yeah, what his plans are for the weekend. Sure. Yeah, he'll probably tell me about the sports team he likes, and we could learn some things about him. Normally, we've been taught to take every opportunity we can to share our testimony, right? I'm going to share with you a little different approach that maybe you haven't heard before. And I like it very much. But first of all, we need to know what we hope to accomplish with this conversation. What do we hope the destination will be after 90 minutes? So we need to discuss that as well, because we need to have a conversation that will help us get to where we want to go. Okay, do we want to baptize him as we get off the plane? We know that's not going to happen, right? So what is our plan?
Okay.
So go ahead and discuss what you hope to end up with as a result of the conversations you'll have. What's the goal? Okay, let's come back together.
All right.
Open us, what are you going to do? Yes, the Mark Finley of Lithuania. Okay. No, serious. All right. Well, what are you going to do? So you hope to have a friendship. Okay, you make enough of a friendship that you can get some follow-up contact information. Okay. Very good. Anybody else? Lots of talking, so there must be some ideas. You must have been so perfect with your answer that everybody else... Anybody else?
Okay.
Yes?
To find out more about this.
Oh, you want him to have interest to find out more about the church?
Nostādīt situāciju tā, lai viņam būtu daudz jautājumu, lai viņš meklētu atbildes uz šiem jautājumiem. Par garīgām
tēmām. So, do we want this to go a spiritual direction in the 90 minutes, in some way? Okay, we hope something spiritual will be accomplished. Okay, I made a decision at that moment that we started talking. I was going to do an experiment. I know about something called coaching. In fact, I teach coaching at the Andrews University, the seminary. But we always talk about it in terms of helping people that are already Christians. To help them find out what God wants them to do in their life. To help them make certain decisions and see different perspectives. But I had not really tried coaching with a secular person.
Bet es nekad nebiju mēģinājis šo te coachingu lietot ar kādu pasaulīgu cilvēku.
And I wondered how it would work.
Un es domāju, kā tas izvērtīsies.
So, this is what I did.
Tad es darīju sekojošo.
I asked open-ended questions that would make him think.
Es uzdevu jautājumus, kas viņam liktu pašam domāt.
I had to ask questions based on what he was saying to me, not on my agenda.
Un man bija tā jautājuma atkarībā no tā, ko viņš man teica, nevis to, ko es gribēju panākt.
I want him to set a goal, and I'm going to ask questions about the goal that he sets.
Es gribu, lai viņš izvirza mērķi atkarībā no tiem jautājumiem, lietām, ko viņš man saka.
And my hope is that at the end of this conversation,
un man cerība šīs sarunas beigās,
that Jay will be a step or two closer to where he wants to be in his life.
Ka Jays būs kāds soli vai divi tuvāk tai vietai, kur viņš grib dzīvē būt.
So basically I want to help him accomplish goals that he has for his life.
Tad es gribu palīdzēt viņam dzīvē sasniegt to, ko viņš vēlas pats.
So here's how the questions went.
Tad šie ir jautājumi.
Why do you think that you keep finding Christian girls to date?
Kā tu domā, kāpēc tu atkal un atkal atrodi kristiešu meitenes?
That's the spiritual connection, isn't it?
Tas arī savā ziņā garīgais kontakts.
He did mention about the jokes and laughing at dirty jokes.
Viņš arī minēja par smiešanos, par tādiem neķītriem jokiem.
But I thought the Christian girlfriend was a good angle.
Es domāju, ka šī kristieša drauze ir labs iesākums.
So he talked about her spirituality.
Viņš minēja par viņas garīgumu.
So it gave me an opportunity to ask him about his life spiritually.
Un man ļāva arī uzdot jautājumus par viņas dzīves garīgumu.
So I simply asked him this.
Es viņam jautāju,
where would you like to be in your life spiritually?
Kur tu savā dzīvē gribētu būt garīgi?
Now he's setting a goal that we can talk about, right?
Tagad viņš izvirs kādu mērķi, kur viņš grib nokļūt.
He said to me, this is where I'm at.
Tad es esmu šeit.
And this is where I want to be.
Un tas ir tur, kur es gribu nokļūt.
Very clear.
Ļoti skaidri vienkārši.
So what's an obvious next question?
Tad kāds ir nākošais jautājums?
What will it take to get from here to here.
Kā nokļūt no punktā līdz punktam B.
Now was able to get to his heart.
Tagad es viņam varēju aizsniegt dziļāk.
He says, I'm afraid it will take some kind of a crisis happening in my life.
Viņš teica, ka viņam ir bail, ka dzīvē jāpienāk kādai krīzē, lai tas notiek.
So I said, Jay.
Es teicu, Jay.
You just told me that it will take a crisis for you to get serious about God.
Un tu teici, ka jānāk, ka tie kādai krīzē, lai kļūt nopietnis par Dievu.
How does it make you feel to hear yourself say that?
Kā tas tev pašam liek justies, dzirdot to sakām?
He said, I'm afraid.
Viņš teica, ka viņam ir bail.
This is a very serious conversation for the airplane.
Šī ir ļoti nopietna saruna.
One of my friends is sitting further back and thinking, what is going on up there?
Lidmašīnā bija vēl viens mans
draugs. We were going very deep.
Viņš nezināja, ko mēs
runājām. Well, we talked for quite a while.
Mēs runājām diezgan ilgi.
And he was very clear that he wanted to get serious about God.
Un viņš bija ļoti skaidri pateicis, nu, lika nojaus, ka viņš grib...
He wanted to find out about God.
Viņš gribēja uznāt par Dievu.
What it meant to be a follower of Jesus.
Ko nozīmē būt Jēzus sekotājiem.
So I asked him, well, let's ask a question. Who do you think can help him with this?
Kā jūs domājat, kas viņam var palīdzēt ar šo?
Obvious answer, right? His girlfriend.
Ļoti skaidri atbildi.
But here's the difference with coaching.
Bet šeit ir atbilde ar atšķirība ar coaching.
If I'm giving advice, I'm going to say, well, Jay, maybe your girlfriend can help you with that.
Es vienkārši saku, Jay, vēl tev draudzina to var palīdzēt.
But what if that's the wrong answer?
Bet, ja nu tā ir nepareiza atbilde.
What if that's the wrong solution?
Nepareizais risinājums.
This is the value of asking questions.
Šī ir jautājuma uzdošanas vērtība.
So why not ask Jay who can help him?
Nu, varbūt jautāt Jayam, kurš var viņam palīdzēt.
If he chooses his girlfriend, fine, but if he doesn't, then I've been helpful.
Ja viņš izvēlas savu draudzi, ļoti labi. Bet ja ne,
by asking a question instead of telling him.
Uzdodot jautājumu fakta vietā.
So Jay, who can help you reach your goal?
Jay, kas var palīdzēt sasniegt šo mērķi tev?
My mom.
Mana mamma.
I was so surprised.
Es biju ļoti pārsteigts.
I would have told him, your girlfriend.
Es būtu teicis,
but he picked his mom.
Bet viņš izvēlējās savu mammu.
He's a mama's boy.
Viņš ir mammas puika.
But really what happened?
Vai patiesībā, kas notika?
His mom had been far away from God.
Viņa mamma ir bijusi tālu no Dieva.
And she come back to God.
Un viņa ir atgriezusies pie
Dieva. And he saw the difference in her life.
Un viņš redzēja atšķirību viņas
dzīvē. And felt like she was the one that could help him.
Un jūt, ka viņa varētu viņam palīdzēt.
So, we need accountability.
Tad mums nepieciešama uzticība.
When will you approach your mom to help you?
Kad tu vērsīsies pie manis pēc palīdzības?
He said, as soon as I get back from this trip, I'm going to talk
to him. Tiklīdz atgriezīšos no šī ceļojuma.
So now we have a plan in place, right?
Tagad mums ir plāns.
He didn't become a Seventh-day Adventist.
Viņš nekļūpa par septītās dienas adventistu.
But he took a step closer to doing something in his life about God.
Bet viņš nokļūst soli tuvāk tam mērķim, ko viņš gribēja sasniegt.
Now, this was quite a positive conversation.
Šī bija diezgan pozitīva saruna.
And Jay felt pretty good about it.
Un Jays to jūtās ļoti labi.
But I had one concern.
Bet man bija viena raize, viens uztraukums.
Jay was headed for a guy's weekend.
Jays devās uz šo vīru nedēļas
nogali. And we have an enemy that is going to try to interfere, right?
Tas ir ienaidnieks, kas mēģinās iejaukties.
To make sure that conversation with his mom doesn't happen.
Ka šī saruna viņa mamma nenotiek.
So I said, Jay, I think it's a great plan.
Un es teicu, Jay, man liekas, tas ir liels plāns.
But I'm concerned about your guys' weekend.
Bet man ir uztraukums par šo nedēļas
nogali. You know, you have all sorts of things planning.
Es zinu, ka ir dažādas lietas plānotas.
I am going to pray, Jay, that God will protect you.
Es lūkšu par tevi, Jay, šajā
so that
laikā,
you can get in your life where you want to be with God.
Lai nokļūtu savā dzīvē tur, kur tu vēlies būt.
How do you think Jay felt about the conversation?
Kā es domāju, kā Jay jutās šajā sarunā, par šo sarunu?
He was so excited.
Viņš bija tik ļoti iedvesmots.
Because he was a step or two closer to where he wanted to be in his life.
Jo viņš bija soli vai divas tuvāk tam, kur viņš gribēja būt
savā dzīvē. That's exactly what he said to me.
Tas īstenībā tas, ko viņš arī teica man.
These words, thank you for helping me get closer to where I want to be in my life.
Paldies par iespēju tik tuvāk, kur es gribu būt savā dzīvē.
He was so happy, he shook my hand 3 different times as we got off the airplane.
Viņš 3 reizes man paspēja roku, viņš tik priecīgs viņš bija.
Now, our evangelist here knows I should have gotten his name and an email at least, right?
Mēs evangelists zin, ka mums man vajadzētu dabūt viņa vārdu.
But I messed up. I didn't get it.
Bet es aizmirsu, es to nedabūju.
But I believe that Jay will make those steps in his life.
Bet es ticu, ka Jay spērš šos soļus savā dzīvē.
So coaching is a way that we can help secular people take steps towards God.
Tas šis coaching un trenēšana veids arī, kā mēs varam kļūt pasaulīgiem cilvēkiem palīdzēt tuvoties Dievam.
Asking questions.
Uzdodot jautājumus.
Rather than telling them something.
Tā vietā, ka vienkārši viņi teikt.
Because when you ask questions, people own what they say. It's theirs.
Tu uzdod jautājumus, cilvēku atbildi viņi paši.
When I give advice to somebody, it's my perspective, my experience.
Tad es dod kādam kādu padomu, tas tā ir man pieredze, mans redzējums.
So when you ask me, you know, what can I do to reach my friend for Jesus?
Kad tu man jautā, ko es varu darīt, lai es nesu draugu Jēzum.
How much better, I can say, well, you could do this and you could do this, right?
Es varu teikt, tu vari darīt šo un tu vari darīt to.
But what if I ask instead, what are 3 ideas you've thought of?
Kas ir, bet ja es jautāju tev savādāk, kas ir 3 idejas, par ko tu esi domājis?
Which one of those makes the most sense to you?
Kas ir tā, kas es vairāk radītu tev, jā, viss laiskākā.
And let you make those decisions.
Un jau tev izdarīt šo izvēli.
All right. Culture is the next one that I like in
Labi.
Terms of connect with people. So here we go.
Nākošā ir kultūra.
Delicious, right?
Gosh, man.
How many of you know where this is? Any guesses?
Kāds zin, kur tas varētu būt?
This is in a country called Trinidad.
Šis ir Trinidadā.
And the food they're making is called Trini Doubles.
Un tad ir šis arī nosaukums.
Because there's two of the tortillas, and they put the garbanzo, the chickpeas on top.
Tā ir divas tortillas, tāds maizītes, tad ir pupiņas pa vidu.
And if you want some pepper on it, it would be wise to say slight pepper, which means just a little bit of pepper.
Maz liet pipar, daudz.
But I have found when you connect with people's culture, this is one of the best ways to build relationships with people. I find that Latvians really like knowing that I like Lido.
Patīk tas, ka man patīk Lido.
They think that's pretty cool.
Viņi domā, ka tas ir ļoti forši.
I got off the airplane, the first thing I did was I drove to Lido.
Jo pirmā lieta, pēc izkāpjas no lidmašīnas, es devos
uz Lido. I would be in trouble if I lived here, because I would eat too much Lido.
Ja šeit dzīvo,
and I would not be Lido anymore.
Apmeklēt pārāk daudz Lido.
But people love to connect with their culture.
Bet cilvēki ļoti patīk, kad tu interesējies viņu.
So when I was in Trinidad, I was teaching a class.
Un es esmu Trinidadā, es mācīju klasi.
My students knew that I went to the town, to the city center.
Mani studenti zināja, ka es devos uz pilsētas, pilsētas centru.
And that I had some Trini doubles.
Un ka man bija kāda no šiem nacionālajiem.
And I also ate something they call roti.
Un kad es ēdu vēl kādu nacionālu.
And I also said they had some of the drink, their malt drink that they make.
Un kad es arī dzēru kādu nacionālu dzērienu.
Anything that's acceptable for me to eat from another culture, I will do it.
Viss, kas man ir pieņemams, aiz no cits kultūras, es to darīšu.
Because it's a way to connect.
Jo tas ir veids, kā tiešām komunicēt.
And I've done this enough that I actually now enjoy it.
Es to darīšu tik daudz, ka es patiesībā to tagad izbaudu.
But when I was there, my students, we decided that one day I would play some cricket with them in the field.
Es domāju, ka vienu dienu saviem studentiem uzspēlēšu
You know the game cricket, right?
Zināt, kas ir cricket?
We have baseball in the United States, which is very different. Cricket's like this. Baseball's like this, right? And I'm a baseball player, but not a cricket player. And they put me out in the field. Suddenly a ball comes my direction. There's no gloves like baseball, you hold a glove and you catch. I held up my hand and caught the ball. They started giving each other high fives and jumping up in the air. They couldn't believe their professor caught the ball in cricket. They listened to anything I teach in class after that. I found that in their culture they play steel drums.
Right?
I found one of my students was very good at playing steel drums.
Un viens no maniem studentiem ļoti labi šajā lietā.
I said, come to class, play your steel drums.
Un es nācu, teicu, uzspēlē
klasē. I said, video of him playing his steel drums.
Es uzņēmu arī video ar viņu.
All of this is a way to celebrate somebody's culture.
Un šis ir viens no veidiem, kā tiešām pagodināt citu kultūru.
When we focus only on our own culture,
kad mēs fokusējamies tikai savu pašu kultūru,
we have a very narrow experience of life.
Mums ir ļoti šaurs skats uz dzīvi.
If we can embrace other cultures,
ja mēs varam tiešām iepazīt
citas kultūras, we can build relationships for Jesus as well.
Mēs varam veidot attiecības pret Jēzu.
So let's take a look at oh, this one.
Oh, šis te.
Do you know Marmite?
Vai kāds no jums pazīst šo?
Another name is Vegemite.
Kāds?
When I teach my classes at the seminary,
kad es mācu savas klases seminārā.
I will bring a vial of this to class.
Es atnesīšu kādu kāru par šo.
With a little toothpick.
Ar mazu zobu bakstāmo.
And I will have them taste it.
Un es viņiem došu pagaršot.
And this will tell me how good they will be culturally with other people.
Un tas man pateiks, cik labi viņi būs kultūras ziņā citiem cilvēkiem.
Because for most people, the first time they taste, they want to spit it out.
Jo pirmo reizi, kad cilvēki šo pagaršo, viņi visbiežāk ir izspļot vārā.
It's vegan.
Tas ir vegāna.
But it doesn't taste nice to most people the first time.
Tā nav pat patīkamākā garša.
In fact, in England, Australia,
Anglijā, Austrālijā,
they put it on the roof of the baby's mouth.
Viņi ieliek to mazoļu mutē.
So the babies will get used to the taste.
Lai mazoļi ātrāk pierast pie šīs garšas.
But I've learned to enjoy it now.
Bet es esmu iemācījies to izbaudīt.
I put it very thin on a piece of toast.
Es to uzliek ļoti planā kārtā uz savas viesmaisas. Tas ir pārāk, pārāk.
And then you put some Mies. Tomatoes and some avocado.
Saka, uzliekam tomātu,
avokādu. And it is very nice.
Un tas ir ļoti jauki.
So what do you think when I have an Australian or a British person come to my home?
Kā es domāju, kad Austrālieši vai Briti
personā. And they see a jar of Marmite sitting in my house.
Marmite bunch manās mājās.
Immediate connection.
Ļoti right? ātri šeit savienojam.
And the same can be true for unchurched people.
Tāpat varbūt arī ar nekristiešiem.
Let me share what happened with Monica.
Jā, ir pastāstīt, kas notika ar Moniku.
We were at the beach in Michigan.
Mēs bijām pludmalē, Michiganā.
Yes, Michigan has a fresh water beach, no
Jā.
Ocean.
Tur ir pludmales, nav okeāna.
But Lake Michigan is so big, you cannot see the other side.
Ā, tieši ezeri, nevis tur nav pludmales kā jūras, bet tur ir ezeri.
So we were there with our children, my wife and I and our children.
Mēs bijām tur ar mūsu bērniem un manu sievu.
And they began playing with the child that was next to them.
Un viņi sāk spēlēties ar kādu citu bērnu, kas tur bija.
Children are great connectors.
Bērni ļoti labi sanāk kontaktu.
But I noticed that the lady that was there was speaking in a different language. An older lady, and it appeared she was the grandmother. And then the mother of the child was there, and our children were playing together so well. So, I want to connect with culture.
Tādas vēlējos izmantot šo kultūru.
Because I see grandmas from a different place.
Jūs redzat, ka vecmāmiņa no citas
vietas. She's talking with an accent. She's speaking a different language. I don't recognize it.
Es to neatpazīstu.
So, my wife makes a comment to Monica.
Tad mana sieva izdara komentāru.
We didn't know her name yet.
Mēs vēl nezinām šo
vārdu. But she said, wow, our children are playing so well together.
Viņa teica, mūsu bērni tik labi spēlējas kopā.
So here's my cultural opportunity.
Tā, šeit man iespēja kultūrāli.
I said, by the way, what country are you guys from?
Un es jautāju, no kāds valsts
jūs esat? Where are you from?
No kurienes jūs esat?
She said, Chicago.
Un viņa teica, Chicago ar akcentu.
Chicago is just 2 hours away.
Chicago ir 2 stundas attālumā.
This did not work very well.
Tas ļoti labi nestrādāja.
I want to connect culturally.
Es vēlos šo izdarīt.
And we're the same culture.
Bet viņi no tās pašas kultūras.
So she says.
Vismaz tā viņa saka.
But I remember the mom.
Mēs atceros mammu.
With the accent.
Ar akcentu.
With the different language.
Citu valodu.
So what am I going to do now?
Ko es tagad darīšu?
Try the cultural opportunity doesn't work.
Mēs mēģinājām kultūru, kultūru, tas īsti nestrādāja.
What's the next question?
Kāds ir nākamais jautājums?
How do you live with your mom?
Okay.
It's a mama's girl now. That's good. Okay. Good? What language is your mom speaking?
Kāda valoda mamma runā?
Okay, good. What else? I'm hoping that she'll have that connection as well. So I decided to ask very simple. Where were you from before Chicago?
No kurienes tu biji pirms Chicago.
I knew something about Chicago.
Es zināju nedaudz kaut ko par Chicago.
Chicago has a very large population of a certain ethnic group from Europe.
Es zināju, ka Chicago ir liela daļa iedzīvotāji no kādas vietas Eiropā.
I pay attention to culture.
Es pievēršu uzmanību kultūrai.
I'm driving through and there's a museum. With this particular culture in Chicago.
So Chicago and today kāds specifisks muzejs šai kultūrai.
So I know because she is Caucasian.
Es zinu, tāpēc, ka viņa ir Kaukāzes dzelzis.
And they said Chicago.
Viņa teica Chicago.
I kind of have an idea of where they might be from now.
Kādu nojausmu.
And I'm getting excited about this.
Jūs to aizraus par šo.
Because I have a very close friend that's also from that country.
Jo man arī kāds draugs, kas ir ļoti uzraus no šīs valsts.
So she said Poland.
Viņa teica Polija.
Warsaw, Poland, outside of Warsaw, Poland.
Tieši ārpus Varšavas, Polijā.
The largest Polish population is in Chicago.
Ir
the second largest Polish city in the world.
Tā nākamā lielākā poļu pilsēta pasaulē aiz Varšavas ir Chicago.
So Monica was Polish.
And Monica bija poļu.
That was her mom.
Tāpat kā viņas mamma.
So now I can start talking about what?
Tagad es varu sākt runāt.
What did I say I try in any culture?
Ko es mēģinu darīt vispirms?
We start talking about Polish food.
Mēs sākam gatavot poļu ēdienu.
Okay. And then we talked about my friend and how I can't spell his last name.
Un mēs runājam par manu draugu, kuru uzvārds nevar izrunāt.
Gretzikievič. Wow. How do you spell that?
Kā jūs izrunājat šo?
So we had a great conversation.
Mēs bija ļoti labi saruna.
Where do we go from here with this new relationship?
Kur mēs dodamies pēc šīs sarunas?
What do we do from here?
Ko mēs darām ar šīm attiecībām?
What's the chance we could see this person again?
Kāds iespējas atkal redzēt šo personu?
Much higher than Jay, right?
Daudz augstāks nekā Jay.
They don't live so far away.
Mēs nedzīvojam tik tālu.
We're going to the same beach.
Mēs ejam uz to pašu pludmali.
So my wife says, let's get together with our kids again to play together.
Un man sieva teica, satiksimies atkal, lai mums bērni spēlēties.
Again, the culture builds a warmth of relationship.
Un kā kultūra darbojas, lai uzbūvētu
šīs attiecības. Children learn excuse to get back together.
Jo bērni kā ierunā, lai atkal tiktos.
So this time, Ebenis, we got the phone number and the name,
šoreiz
right?
Mēs dabūjām gan vārdu,
my wife's
gan telefonu numuru.
And we promptly forgot about it.
Un mēs to aizmirsām.
When we have relationships with secular people.
Kad mums ir attiecības pasauliem cilvēkiem.
What Carolina shared last night is very important.
Ko Karolīna vakar stāstīja.
We need to follow up.
Mums vajag sakot šiem lietām.
We can't drop it.
Mēs nevaram to vienkārši aizmirst.
Next summer.
Nākamajā vasarā.
We're almost to our house driving.
Mēs esam gandrīz nonākuši pie savas mājas.
The phone rings.
Zvan telefons.
Hey, it's Monica!
Hey, šeit ir
Monica. Monica from the beach!
Monica no pludmales.
She's calling us!
Viņa zvana mums.
She said, I'm back in town.
Es esmu atgriezies uz pilsētā, viņa saka.
She said, Monica, come to our house.
Mēs teicam, mēs uzdevām Monica uz savu māju.
So we set up a meal in our home.
Un mēs gatavojam maltīti mūsu mājās.
Monica shows up with her husband and with her child.
Un Monica ierodas ar savu vīru un savu bērnu.
And a bottle of wine.
Un pudeli vīna.
She's unchurched, right?
Viņa nav no draudzes.
What do secular people give as a gift?
Ko parasti pasaulīgi cilvēki dod kā dāvanu sevī.
So now we have to figure out how to slide it somewhere on the counter and, you know, figure out how not to drink wine. Fortunately, we knew where she bought it.
But
we were able to return it and get some strawberries in
place.
The farm market around the corner. But we had a wonderful conversation. That began because of the connection with culture. Okay, let's continue here. This is a very strange one. I stumbled across this by accident.
Es šim uzdūros, ko esam nejauši.
And it's different than what we normally think.
Un tas ir mazliet savārāk, nekā mēs normāli domājam.
We think that we should be doing favors for people that are unchurched. Doing something for them.
Ka mums vajadzētu darīt kaut ko priekš cilvēkiem, kas nav.
But what happens if we reverse it?
Bet kas notiek, ja mēs to apgriežam otrādi?
And ask them to do something for us.
Un lūdzam kaut ko viņiem izdarīt mūsu labā.
Does that make sense?
Vai tam ir kaut kāds loģiskums?
What do you think?
Kā jūs domājat?
Why do you think this might work? Go and discuss that in your groups.
Un apspriedīsim to atkal grupās.
To ask a favor.
Ko nozīmē lūk palīdzību kādam.
Okay, let's come back together. All right. So did you come to the conclusion that asking a favor could be helpful? Why would that be? Why would that be? You can show gratitude. Absolutely. What else?
Kas vēl?
Yes. It feels good to do something nice for someone, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That looks like you would very
good. That was a good point. Okay.
Love be able.
What else?
Brings us closer.
Okay.
Yeah, the satellite lives.
Yeah, and there's one I'm thinking of that's a very important.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, trust.
Trust? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the right.
If they feel like, for example, that you're the only one that has something to offer.
Yeah, we should could you say.
That's a very different feeling than feeling like they have something to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But sometimes
thankfulness
is a bottle.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by that?
Yes, thankfulness. Thank you, and I give bottle.
Okay.
Ah, that's she. Yeah, sure.
Sure. Now I'm talking here about asking them for a favor. What kind of favor might we ask somebody who's a secular person? This is the point I want us to think about here. Everybody has hobbies. Everybody has some kind of passion that they enjoy.
Okay.
And we ask, if we ask a favor that's lined up with their passion, it is powerful what that does for the relationship. Let me share a story of Jackie. Jackie is a farmer. He and his wife Cindy are close to 60 years old. Probably mid-50s. No children. Completely unchurched. My wife and I moved to a farm in the country. And every good farm needs to have farm cats.
Right?
So we noticed a sign around the corner from us saying, free kittens. As I drove into the driveway, I began to ask this question. Does God want more from this connection that will happen right now than simply for us to get some free kittens?
vairāk kādu, kad dabūt mums tā bezmaksas kekēns.
I think the answer would be yes, right?
Es domāju, ka atbildi būtu apstiprinoša.
And because they live just around the corner from us,
tāpēc, ka viņi dzīvē tik netālu,
the opportunity is there to see them on many occasions.
Iespēja viņus bieži satikt.
So I began with my eyes open to say, what does God want to accomplish in this relationship? So we said, we've just moved around the corner. We noticed your sign for free kittens. And we'd like to get two kittens. Well, incidentally, we took the cats home in a box, and as soon as we opened the box, they ran back to their house. But we sat down and we talked for a while. And I asked them what they did for their work. They said, we have an organic farm. And we sell vegetables to different stores around the area.
All
right, I'm going to ask him for a favor.
We've
just moved in. I want to put in a garden. But I need some help to know what's best to grow around here. He got up and left the room. He came back with all these packages of seeds and said, you can plant this and that, and he started to give me all these seeds. I couldn't believe it. Then he stopped. He said, Tom, have you plowed a garden area yet?
I said,
no, I haven't. He said, let me come over my tractor. I'll plow you a garden area. So here he is at my house plowing a garden for me. My wife sent them home with a pie.
And
this began a friendship that continued the whole time we lived there. One day, we went over to their house many times. One day when I arrived at their house, we had to walk through a couple of gates and go up to their top to their top garden area. They had a pond that they would have a water running from a well constantly into this pond. And they would pump water from this pond to water their gardens. The problem is Texas can be very dry. And there hadn't been rain for a long time. And as I walked up to the field that day and started talking with them, they said, Tom, we haven't had any rain for weeks. If we don't have rain soon, we're going to lose our crops. The friendship began with a favor that I asked them. Here now is a spiritual opportunity. I said, Jackie and Cindy, we need to pray to the God of heaven that he will send you rain. Does God do those things anymore? This is a pretty risky thing, right? What if it doesn't happen? But I didn't hesitate. God put in my mind to pray for that right then. So we held hands in the field. And we prayed. Now, my prayers are no more special than your prayers, okay? So please don't line up to have me pray with you about things that God can use any person to pray for, right?
There's
nothing special about me that way. Any of you can have a prayer like this. Are you with me? Now, I'm not opposed to praying with people. I want to make that clear. But there's nothing more special about my prayer than yours. The Bible says we're all ministers.
Okay?
But I decided to pray. Well, the next couple of weeks, we were out of town on the weekends. My daughters, we go to churches and they'd raise their hand, please pray for rain for the Morrisons. So we remembered to keep praying for them. It was about a month later before I made back to their house again. I walked up into their fields. Things looked very nice. They said, Tom, you can stop praying for rain now. We've had so much rain. And it came at just the right time. We've had a bumper crop. an extra big crop.
Super liela raža.
So I said, you know who we need to thank for that, don't you?
Zināt, ka mums par to jāpateicas, vai ne?
We need to thank the God of heaven for sending you rain.
Mums Dievam debesīs jāpateicas par šīm lietām.
A relationship that began by asking a favor.
Šīs attiecības, kas sākās ar palīdzības
lūkšanu. Ended up in God answering a prayer for them.
Beidzās ar Dievu atbildot šo lūkšanu.
These relationships can take time.
Šīs attiecības var prasīt laiku.
But if we are open to those opportunities, God will bless us.
Mēs esam atvērti šīm iespējām, Dievs svētīs.
Now I want to share with you that this works in Europe too.
Un es gribu pastāstīt, ka tas darbojas arī Eiropā.
A very simple request I made last summer when I was in Finland.
Un ļoti vienkāršs lūgums, ko es izdarīju esot Somijā pagājušajā gadā.
We checked into our hotel through a code on the door.
Mēs reģistrējāmies savā viesnīcā.
There was no welcome desk.
Nebija neviena šī te uzņemšanas.
When we went to our room, we needed a few more sheets and blankets.
Bet, kad mēs devāmies uz mūsu istumu, sazēlu
pāris lietas. So I started walking around trying to find somebody.
Un es devos apkārt viesnīcu, mēģināt kādu atrast, kas varētu palīdzēt.
I met two young men downstairs.
Es satiku divus jaunus vīriešus lejā.
One of them said his name was Saeed.
Un vienam vārds bija Saeeds.
What kind of name is that?
Kāds vārds ir tas?
Probably not a Christian, right?
Visticamākais nekristiešā, ne?
And so, he got us a few things, he helped us, I asked a favor, we need some things.
Viņš palīdzēja mums šīm lietām.
But then I asked for the real favor.
Bet tad es jautāju pēc īstā
palīdzības. I said, we're new here, we just arrived.
Mēs teicām, mēs esam tikai nesen šeit.
Where can we find some groceries to buy?
Kur mēs varam atrast, kur nopirkt pārtikas produktus?
He said, my friend and I get off work in a few minutes.
Un viņš teica, ka mēs ar draugu beidzam darbu pēc dažām minūtēm.
We will walk you by the grocery store.
Un mēs tev pavadīsim stāvāko pārtikas veikalu.
Simple favor, right?
Vienkāršs lūgums.
As we're walking along the street.
Un kad mēs devāmies pa ielu.
I said, do you see that building up ahead?
Un es jautāju, vai jūs redzat to ēku priekšā?
What kind of a building is that?
Kāda ēka ir tā?
He said, oh, that's a Christian church.
Oh, tā ir kristiešu draudzes, teica.
I said, well, that's interesting. I said, I teach people about church and how to grow churches.
Oh, tas ļoti interesants, teica. Es tieši cilvēkiem mācu par dažādām draudzes saistītām lietām.
He said, well, I'm not anything.
Viņš teica, ka es neesmu nekas.
But I'd like to learn more about Christianity.
Bet es vēlētos vairāk uzzināt par kristietību.
He did something for me.
Viņš izdarīja kaut ko priekš manis.
And because of that, he felt comfortable asking me to do something for him.
Un dēļ tā viņš jutās pietiekami brīvs, lai arī man ko jautātu.
Ask secular people for a favor.
Jautāj pasaulīgiem cilvēkiem palīdzību.
That will bond a relationship with them.
Tas izveidos tādu kā saikni ar viņiem.
All right, our fourth one.
Labi, ceturtais punkts.
Hospitality.
Viesmīlība.
And I'm speaking here of in-home hospitality.
Es jau šeit runāju par viesmīlību.
You actually invite people to come to your home.
Kur jūs ielūdzat cilvēku savā mājā.
By the way, this was very normal in the early Christian church.
Starp citu, tas bija ļoti normāli pieņemti agrīnajā kristiešu
draudzē. The Bible says that they broke bread. They fellowship from house to house.
Bībelē teica, ka viņi lauza maizi un gāja viens pie otru.
Every day.
Katru dienu.
It doesn't say they went to one house and then skipped over to the next one.
Un viņi nesaka, ka tikai viņi gāja no vienas mājas.
Every house was open for the purpose of sharing Christ.
Atvērta, lai
for the purpose of fellowshipping together.
Dalītos Kristu un šīs
sadarbības. I have a strong belief.
Man ir stipra ticība.
That hospitality
kā viesmīlība
is not a spiritual gift.
Nav garīga dāvana.
You know the list of spiritual gifts?
Jūs zināt šo sarakstu garīgiem dāvanām?
The Bible has certain spiritual gifts that people have.
Ka Bībelē noteikti
garīgās dāvanas. Did you know that hospitality is not on that list?
Vai zināt, tur nav viesmīlības?
Hospitality is on with list of things that all Christians are supposed to do.
Viesmīlība lieta, ko visiem vajadzētu darīt.
Things like loving and praying.
Lieta, kā lūgt un mīlēt.
Oh, I have the spiritual gift of loving.
Man ir garīgā dāvana mīlēt.
No, all Christians are supposed to love.
Nē, visiem kristiešiem būtu jādodas.
Oh, I have the spiritual gift of praying.
Man ir garīgā dāvana.
All Christians are supposed to pray.
Nē, visiem būtu jādara un jāprot.
How can we say we have the spiritual gift of hospitality?
Kā mēs varam teikt, mums ir dāvana,
viesmīlības dāvana. All Christians are supposed to grow in hospitality.
Kad tāpat laikā visiem kristiešiem tas būtu jādara.
Wherever you're at,
lai kur tu būtu.
We're told that we need to grow, to excel and improve in this area of our lives.
Lai kur būtu, mums ir jāaug un jātīst šajā nozarē.
We need to buy a new car.
Mums bija nepieciešams nopirkt jaunu automobili.
I found a car for sale for $4,100.
Es atradu mašīnu, kas maksāja $4,100.
Not a new car.
Ne jauna mašīna lietot.
It was located about an hour away.
Tā bija apmēram stundas attālumā.
In a suburb of the city of Dallas of Fort Worth.
Dallas pievārtē.
And this particular van had a problem.
Un šai konkrētai mašīnai bija kāda problēma.
The windscreen, the windshield was cracked.
Vējstikls bija mazliet ieplīsis.
And so I needed to get a new windscreen.
Man vajadzēja jaunu vējstiklu.
So when I bought the vehicle, asked the man if he knew anybody who could fix the windscreen.
Un kad es nopiešu mašīnu, jautāju saimniekam, viņš zina kādu.
He says, yes, I have a friend, his name is Margarito.
Viņš teica, ka viņam draugs, kuru sauc Margarito.
I will call him to see if he can fix it.
Es viņam piesniegšu un redzēšu, viņš var palīdzēt.
So Margarito said, I can't do it today, I will drive to their house to fix it.
Un viņš teica, ka viņš to šodien nevar izdarīt, bet viņš...
What's the year of the car? And he got all the details.
Uz domu māju palīdzēs un...
So the next day, Margarito shows up at our house to fix the windshield.
Nākamajā dienā Margarito ierodas mūsu mājas, lai es...
My wife comes out and begins to have conversation with him.
Un man sieva sāk sarunu viņu.
At the end of the conversation, she says, you need to come to our home to have a Brazilian meal.
Un viņa uzaicina viņu uz brazīliešu maltīšu.
So again, we always like that culture connection,
right?
And they said that would be nice. They left us a stack of cards. So we could share with others for their business, right? And they left.
Un tad
aizbrauc. And we forgot about it. Follow through is important when we interact with secular people.
Un šī turpināšana ir ļoti svarīga, kad mēs darbojamies
God has an interesting way to get our attention, though.
Dievam ir interesants veids, lai pievērst mūsu uzmanību, tomēr.
We needed another different car.
Mums vajadzēja vēl vienu mašīnu.
I found the car in the same suburb.
Es atradu
mašīnu
apmēram tajā pašā vietā.
It was for sale for exactly the same price, $4,100.
Tā ir tāda pati cena, 4,100
dolāri. And would you believe it had the same problem?
Un tā ir tāda pati problēma.
A cracked windscreen.
Ieplīsis vējstikls.
I said, hello, God, okay, you got my attention.
Es teicu, Dievs, jā, es sapratu.
I know who fixes windscreens.
Es zinu, kas labo vējstikls.
So I got Margarito's card.
Es paņēmu Margarito card.
I said, I need your help to fix a windscreen.
Es viņam teicu, man vajag palīdzību.
So he came and repaired. I said, now, Margarito, get out your calendar.
Viņš atbrauc,
let's put a date on the calendar for you to come to our home.
Un noliksim datumu.
So Margarito brought his family to our home.
Viņš atveja savu ģimeni mūsu māju.
And here we are eating some very unhealthy things.
Un šeit mēs esam ēdami kādas nevisai veselīgas lietas.
I became a vegan after this.
Es kļuvu vegāns pēc šī.
But you can see Margarito and Brenda and their children and my children having a wonderful experience together.
Es jūs redzat visus, kam ir ļoti labs laiks kopā pavadīt šeit.
While Brenda and my wife stayed inside and talked.
Kamēr mana un viņa sieva iekšā palika runājām.
We went out to the front of our house and we played some football.
Mēs pārējām devāmies ārā un spēlējām futbolu.
But Brenda began to share her story with my wife.
Bet Brenda ar manu sievu izlīja savu dzīves
stāstu. She crossed the border into Mexico.
Viņa bija šķērsojis robežu Meksiku.
And had gotten into prostitution to pay her bills.
Un viņa bija iekļūst prostitūcijā, lai nomaksāt rēķinus.
She lived a very hard life.
Viņa bija ļoti grūta dzīve.
She met Margarito and married him.
Viņa satika Margarito un viņa apricēja.
They were having troubles in their marriage.
Viņam bija problēmas laulībā.
She shared all of this because we opened our home.
Viņa ar to visu dalījās, tāpēc, ka mēs atvērām savas mājas viņiem.
Her teenage daughter was upstairs visiting with my daughter.
Viņa pusauga meita bija ar manu meitu kopā.
My daughter came down afterwards and said, Tom, or she said, Dad, she said, the F word. Now, you don't know that word in it.
Tāvs viņa, viņa nonās lejā un teica, tāvs viņa
teica nice par upju. I said, they don't know Jesus. They don't know any different.
Viņi nezin Jēzu, viņi nezin savādā.
But this began a friendship where Brenda and my wife talked back and forth.
Bet es izveidoju draudzību, kur man
they ended up going to church together.
Bet uzturēja kontaktu
ar draudzi. Brenda made prayer requests at church.
Viņa izdarīja arī šī what's
the people gathered around her prayer.
Aizlūgums un cilvēku viņa lūdzu.
When we moved out of the state to Michigan,
kad mēs pārcēlāmies uz citu štatu Amerikā,
Brenda made a very strange request of us.
Brenda lūdza ļoti tādu neparastu lūgumu mums.
She said, can my teenage daughter come and live with your family?
Vai mana pusauga meita var doties ar jums un dzīvot kopā ar jums?
Wow. Who would have thought? Just opening our home.
Kurš būtu domājis, ka vienkārši atrod mūsu mājas?
Got her to the point where she wanted to trust us with her child.
Ka viņa būtu vieta, kur mums viņa uzstāt uz savu dāmu.
We talked through it, and her daughter did not end up coming with us.
Un pēc dažām sarunām viņa meitumā neatbrauc.
But it really illustrated to me the importance of hospitality.
Mēs ļoti labi parādīju šīs viesmīlības lomu un nozīmi.
When we open our homes,
kad mēs atveram savas mājas,
It opens the heart.
Tas arī atver sirds.
Right now my wife and I are adopting two boys from Latvia.
Pašreiz mēs adoptējam divus puikas no Latvijas. Mēs jau
They're from an orphanage.
Viņi no bērnam.
When they arrive at our home,
kad viņi ieradās mūsu mājās,
they kick,
viņi sita,
they push, they pinch, they put up the middle finger.
Viņi darīja visās lietas.
This is what they know. This is how they survive.
Jo tas ir tās, kā viņi ir izdzīvojuši līdz šim.
But now they pray.
Bet tagad viņi lūdz.
They want to go to church.
Viņi vēlas atgriezties
draudzē. They remind us it's time for worship.
Viņi atgādina, kad ir laiks kopīgām lūkšanām.
By opening our home.
Un atverot mājas.
These boys can make a difference in this world for Jesus.
Šie puikas tad var izdarīt izmainīt pasauli Jēzum.
The 7-year-old boy in the orphanage is called the little director.
Septiņgadīgais zāršanītē patversmē.
He's not big, but he tells everybody what to do.
Viņš esmu mazo direktori, viņš visu izrīko.
He's a leader.
Viņš ir līderis.
We're going to develop his leadership skills.
Mēs attīstīsim viņu prasmes.
Maybe someday he'll come back to Latvia as an evangelist.
Well, kādien viņš atgriezīs Latvijā kā evangelists.
But there's an opportunity by opening our homes.
Bet ir iespēja atverot savas mājas.
We can reach people at a different level.
Mēs varam aizsniegt cilvēku citā līmenī.
Than just simply having a meeting at the church.
Kā vienkārši viņi satiekot draudzē.
Ellen White says that the influence of a Christian home
Ellen White saka, ka kristiešu mājas ietekme
is far more powerful than any sermon that can be preached.
Daudz spēcīgāk par jebkuru svētdienu, kas var tikt sludināta.
The impact that you can have on someone's life by having them to your home is better than taking them to hear Mark Finley preach. Right? It's powerful, isn't it? Because it breaks down the barriers and it opens the heart. Some of you may say, well, I don't have a very big home. That's okay. We offer to God what we have. As I shared, they didn't open home from one house and then skip one and go to the next one. Every home was open. By the way, this is a church plant in Melbourne, Australia. Actually, this is a group that meets on Friday nights.
Grupa, kas satiekas pēdējiem vakaros.
There are 14 of these groups that meet all throughout Melbourne.
Melbourne ir 14 šādas grupas.
They meet in homes.
Viņi satiekas mājās.
On Friday nights. Every
pēdējiem vakaros, katru nedēļu.
They share a meal together.
Viņi kopīgi līdzā maltīti.
Then they study the Bible together.
Tad viņi kopīgi pēd Bībeli.
Then on Sabbath morning they all come together in different locations, 4 locations, to be a church.
Un tad sabatos četrās vietās viņi sanāk kopā uz Dievkalpojumiem.
They won many university students to Jesus.
Viņi pievērsuši Dievam daudz universitāšu studentu.
From all over the world.
No visas pasaules.
Because they open their homes to minister to people.
Jo viņi atver savas mājas, lai kalpotu citiem.
I want to just share a few principles as we close.
Un es vēl pastāstīšu tikai dažas lietas.
You've heard of enchiladas?
Vai esat dzirdējuši par enchiladām?
There is a phrase that says, you don't have to serve the whole enchilada. This is an enchilada making competition. You would not want to serve somebody this for supper. Maybe all of us here, we'd enjoy that tonight, right? But you're not going to give that, this brother right here might be able to eat half of it, but not the whole thing. The same thing is when we share with people about Jesus. We don't have to give them all 20 fundamental beliefs within the first week we meet them. These things are given over time as opportunities. Another principle. We need to avoid the insider language.
Mums jāizvairās no šīs teikšējās valodas izmantošanas.
The Christian words that they would not understand.
Kristiešu vārdiem, ko viņi nesaprast.
And so here is a verse from Colossians 4, 5, and 6.
Šeit ir kāds vārds no Kolosiešiem 4, 5, un 6.
Conduct yourself with wisdom toward outsiders. Those are people that don't know Christ.
Un rīkojieties ar gudrību pret cilvēkiem ārpus.
Make the most of the opportunity.
Izmantojiet iespējas.
Let your speech always be filled with grace.
Lai jūsu runa piepildīta ar pateicību.
Season with salt.
ar savu salīti.
That you should know how you should respond to each person.
Lai jūs zināt, kā atbildēt katram.
Each person will take a different approach.
Katram cilvēkam būs savu pieeju.
And it's the Holy Spirit that will tell us how to respond.
Un Svētais Gars mums teiks, kā rīkoties.
Do I connect with culture?
Vai es izēdēju kultūras
saikni? Do I ask some coaching questions?
Valvot kādas padomdošanas jautājumas?
Do I ask for a favor?
Vai es lūdzu pēc palīdzības?
Do I invite them to my home?
Vai es viņus uzaicinu uz savu
mājā? And there are many other approaches that work. I just shared my four favorite ones.
Daudz citi, kas darbojas, ka dalīsies.
But it's the Holy Spirit that will tell us how to respond.
Svētais Gars, kas mums vadīs šajās lietās.
Our job is to add drips to the bucket.
Mūsu darbs ir pielikt pilienus.
If we want to fill a bucket up, and this is somebody's decision for Christ.
Ja mēs vēlamies piepildīt spaini, kas ainoja cilvēka.
There are a lot of drips that need to go into that bucket.
Cilvēkam Kristam ir daudz lietas nepieciešams, lai viņu piepildītu.
Your job is to add a few more drips.
Mūsu darbs ir viņu vienmēr liet papildināt.
You don't need to bring the garden hose in and fill up the bucket all in one shot.
Un mēs viņu nepiepildīsim vienā reizē visu.
I was getting my hair cut near where I live.
Es kādreiz dabūju matu griezumu nedaudz no tā.
For some reason I have very interesting experiences when I get my hair cut.
Man ir bieži vien interesants pieredze, kad es dabūju matu griezumu.
Always they comment my hair is so thick.
Viņi vienmēr saka, ka mati tik biezi.
But in this case, the lady started asking me questions.
Bet šajā gadījumā šī sieviete sāka man jautāt.
And she didn't stop.
Un viņa nepārstāja.
Where do you work?
Kur strādā?
Where's that at?
Kur tas ir?
I said, I work at Andrews University. Where's that at? Well, it's just down the road.
Es tādā Andrews University.
Well, and what do you do? Well, I'm a professor. Well, what do you teach? I teach church growth. And interesting. And she kept asking me questions like she had no idea what I was talking about.
Un viņa turpināja uzdot jautājumus.
Andrews University is just a few miles down the road.
Andrews University.
Certainly she's driven by it before. But she acts like she knows nothing.
Bet viņa uzdās tā, ka viņa nezināt neko.
Then finally she asked me a question.
Viņa beidzot jautājumu.
I didn't want to answer.
Ko es negribu atbildēt?
It made me feel uncomfortable.
Es man liek, ka jūsties neveikli.
Because I would have to be vulnerable.
Jo man būtu jābūt atklātam.
We as Adventists are not very good at that, by the way.
Un mēs kā Adventists neesam visai labi
šajā. We like to pretend like we have everything all together.
Mums patīk izlaidies, ka mums ir viss
kārtībā. We come together, we look all nice.
Mums
happy Sabbath. Things are great.
Ka viss ir ļoti labi.
And things would be falling apart, right?
Bet lietas var būt pavisam mažgādi.
So she asked me a question I didn't want to answer.
So
I had a little conversation with God real quick. God, do I answer? Do I avoid it? I can't be dishonest. I'm not going to lie. But I could change the subject. And the conviction I had is answer the question. So as soon as I answer the question,
un tik līdz atbildēju šo jautājumu.
She said, I'm a former Seventh-day Adventist.
Viņa teica, ka es esmu agrākā sabiedrās dienas adventist.
Here she was acting like she knew nothing about Andrews University.
Tāpēc laikā viņa uzdās tā, ka viņa neko
nezināja. About the Seventh-day Adventist church, like she'd never heard of it before.
Tāpēc sabiedrās dienas adventist draudz brand Andrews University.
And she was a former Adventist.
Bet viņa bija agrākā adventist.
So we talked for a while.
Mēs mazliet parunājāmies.
She had been disfellowshipped from the Adventist church.
Viņa bija izslēgta no kādas draudzes.
But there was a young lady
bija kāda jauna sieviete.
And maintained a friendship with her.
Kas uzturēja draudzību ar viņu.
And took her children to church.
Un kas veida viņas bērns uz draudzi.
And kept the relationship with her.
Un uzturēja šīs attiecības.
And been adding chup, chup, chup to the bucket over the years.
Mazliet papildinot šo spaini gadu laikā.
So this bucket's almost full.
Un šis spainis ir gandrīz pilns.
So I asked her, what do you think you need to do?
Un es jautāju viņai, ko tu domā, tev vajadzētu darīt?
She said, when my work schedule changes.
Kad mēs darām grafiks mainās.
I need to go back to church.
Man atkal jāiet draudz.
The bucket overflows.
Un šis spainis līdz pārmalam.
I just added one drip. One final drip to the bucket.
Pielu tikai pēdējo pilienu šim spainam.
It was that lady that was friends with her all these years.
Un šī sieviete, kas bija
draudz. Had to fill the bucket up.
Viņa piepildīja šo spaini.
Drip by drip.
Pilienu pa pilienu.
So your responsibility is to represent Christ well.
Tad mūsu atbildība ir labi reprezentēt Kristu.
For people to see Christ living in you.
Cilvēkiem, lai viņi redzētu, ka Kristus dzīvo mūsu.
To respond to people in kind and loving ways.
Atbildēt cilvēkiem labā un jaukā veidā.
To add drips to their bucket.
Pievienot pilienus šiem spaiņiem.
So that eventually their bucket will overflow.
Lai spaiņas beigās pārplūst un viņi pieņem Kristu.
So we need to be real. We need to be vulnerable.
Mums jābūt patiesiem, atklātiem.
And then we need to learn to identify ripe fruit.
Un mums jāiemācās atpazīt nogatavojošo sāku augļus.
When the fruit is ripe, we need to pick the fruit, otherwise it will rot on the vine, right?
Jo, kad augls ir gatavs, mums jānoņem, tad viņš sapūs.
There are times where we need to ask people to make the decision.
Dažkārt jājautā cilvēkiem izdarīt izvēles.
Hey, we're great friends.
Hey, mēs esam
labi draugi. I need to share something with you that's very important.
Man kaut kas tev jālīdzā, kas ir ļoti svarīgs.
I have a relationship with Jesus.
Man ir attiecības ar Jēzu.
And I want that for you too.
Un es to vēlos arī tev.
Hey, I'd like for you to come with me to this activity of my church.
Es vēlos, lai tu kopā ar mani nāk šo aktivitāti mūsu draudzē.
There's a time to make that invitation.
Ir laiks, lai izdarīšu šo izvēli.
Like Carolina.
Like Carolina.
Where you built a relationship over time, and when she was ready, she made the decision.
Tā piemēram šo meiteni, kura būvēja attiecības un izdarīja šo izvēli beigās.
The Holy Spirit will tell us when the time is right.
Un Svētais Gars pateiks, kad ir šis pareizais laiks.
And we need to have courage to ask the decision.
Mums ir jābūt arī drosmē, lai veiktu šo jautājumu.
When I knew people were ready to make a decision for Jesus,
kad es satieku cilvēkus, lai kas izdara lēmumu par Jēzu,
I liked it, you know, and I knew they're ready to be baptized.
Un tad es zinu, ka viņi ir gatavi tikt kristīgi.
I learned a very simple approach with people this way.
Man ir ļoti vienkārša metode.
All right, Edvinus, you ready for this? This is free.
Tā, šis bezmaksas padoms.
Free seminary training here, okay?
Bezmaksas semināru.
I said, you know, look, we have three dates coming up.
Tā, mums ir trīs datumi, kas tuvojas.
We're planning on a baptism for these dates. Mēs plānojam
kristības.
Which one of those three days would work best for you?
Kas tev derētu vislabāk no šiem trim datumiem?
They'd always pick.
Un viņi vienmēr izvēlās.
They would always pick the one that was the furthest one away, too.
Un viņi izvēlās vienmēr tālāko.
But nevertheless, they were making a decision.
Bet, jebkurā gadījumā, viņi izdarīja izvēli.
And they would get baptized.
Un viņi tika kristīgi.
So it is appropriate when the fruit is ripe to pick it.
Tātad, kad augļus ir gatavojies.
Fruit is ripe in Europe too, right?
Ir labi to novākt, bet darbojas arī Eiropā.
Especially as we build relationships with secular people.
Īpaši veidot attiecības ar pasaulīgiem cilvēkiem.
All right, well that is the end of the presentation. I can take a few minutes if there's any questions.
Tas ir viss šajā prezentācijā, un es varu arī paņemt dažus jautājumus, ja tāda ir. Okay, there is one in the back.
Yes. I'm sorry?
Kas bija jautājums, ko
Was, I'd be uncomfortable sharing that question.
Nepatīkam šo jautājumu dalīt.
But you know, all of us have those areas in our lives that we'd rather not go, especially with people that we don't know well.
Zēt, mums visiem dzīvēs ir šīs vietas, kur mēs negribētu
dalīt. That's a good question to ask, though.
Šis ir labs jautājums.
Yeah, we make mistakes in our lives.
Mēs
kļūdas,
un es arī pastāstīju par kādu savā dzīvē.
And I wasn't proud of it and didn't want to share it.
Un es nebiju par to lepns, negribēju
dalīt. But I did.
Bet es izdarīju.
And you know, I think sometimes we try to act like things are so good in our lives.
Dažreiz mēs vienkārši mēģinām izlikties, ka viss mūsu dzīves tik labi.
You know, that we don't seem real to people. They can't relate to us. Now, Jesus should make a difference in our lives. But this side of heaven, we're human beings and we're going to make mistakes.
Right?
And when we can be real about that, people are able to connect. I remember one time I got up to preach on Sabbath morning. And I shared that it was Friday evening.
Un es dalījos, ka bija pienācis.
And I got a phone call for an advertisement I was running.
Un es dabūju kādu zvanu par sludinājumu.
And I answered the phone and was busy selling this product to this individual.
Un es biju aizņemts pārdodot šo produktu.
I got off the phone and I realized that it was had been Sabbath for quite a while.
Un es pēc telefona sarunas sapratu, ka tas bija Sabbats jau kādu laiku.
And I could see when I shared that story, a simple one.
Un es redzu, ka dalo šādu stāstu.
And people say, wow, our pastor's a real person.
Saprot, ka arī mācītājs ir patiesi cilvēks.
We need to grow when we do things that we know are not what we should be doing.
Mums ir jāspriekt uz savu šīm pieredzēm.
There are certain things we shouldn't share up front.
Protams, ir lietas, ko mums nevajadzētu darīt.
I had an associate pastor who struggled with pornography.
Man bija palīgi mācītājs, kurš cīnījās ar pornogrāfiju.
Please do not testify about that in front of the whole congregation.
Un es teicu, lūdzu, nedalīties to viss draudzes priekšā.
It's good that some things we deal with privately.
Dažām lietām arī runāt privāti.
But being vulnerable with people.
Būt atklātiem cilvēkiem.
And being real.
Būt patiesiem.
Helps people relate.
Un tas palīdz cilvēkiem tiešām sakam.
Any other question?
Tā, vēl kādi jautājumi?
Vienmēr cilvēki gatavi būt viesmīlīgi, piemēram, ir dažādi raksturi, ļoti introverti cilvēki. kas nu, tā liela problēma uzaicināt cilvēku mājas. Un kāds ceļš sveš?
Okay. Yes.
Sorry. So the question is about what to do if you're maybe an introvert person? How do you invite people?
If you're introverted, in
your homes, then if you don't feel like inviting anybody else in your home, so what do you do then?
Well, there are two different types of people.
Those
that find energy from being around other people.
And
those who are drained when they're around other people. But the reality is all of us need relationships.
Bet realitāte mums visiem vajag attiecības.
The key is to make sure there's enough times for you to recharge.
Šī atslēga ir atrast mirklis, kad uzlādēties.
In between the times you're drained.
Starp šiem momentiem, kad jūs izsūkti.
So you need enough quiet time in your life.
Jums vajadzīs pietiekami daudz klusā laika.
Time to yourself.
Laiks pašam.
So your batteries are filled up.
Lai baterijas tiktu uzlādētas.
For those times where you interact with people.
Laikam, kad jūs kontaktējies cilvēkiem.
But without relationships,
bez attiecībām,
we're not going to be able to bring anybody to Christ.
Mēs neatradīsim nevienu pie Kristus.
And maybe you invite a bunch of introverts over and you all sit down and read a book together.
Varbūt jūs uzaicināt daudz introverts, paslēgām kopā.
No, we're all different that way.
Mēs esam dažādi katrs.
But we need to make sure that we're not wearing ourselves out.
Bet mums ir jāuzmās, ka mēs neizdarāmies
pārāk. In doing something for God.
Darot kaut ko Dievam.
My wife and I are both very, we like to have people over.
Mums abiem sievu ļoti patīk, kad cilvēki ir
uzmējums. People come and stay in our home for a long time sometimes.
Cilvēki mūsu mājas paliek ilgāku laiku arī.
We both enjoy this.
Mums abiem tas patīk.
But if that wasn't something that was beneficial for both of us, we'd have to be a little more careful.
Bet ja es nebūtu kaut kas, kas mums abiem patīk, mums būtu jābūt uzmanīgiem.
But we really lose something if we neglect it altogether.
Bet mēs kaut ko pazaudējam, mēs to neizmantojam vispārībā.
Okay, there was Adventist. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. It almost sounds like Adventist. You know? Oh, go ahead.
If you would be in a flame and have to make grace again,
yes.
What would you do different?
Oh, what would you do? I like this. What would you do, Adventist?
Mēs būtu lidmašīnā, kā to ir priesteri, atpakaļ, ko Toms darīt šādā situācijā.
I know what I would do.
The question is directed to me now.
Yes, go ahead.
I need time to.
You think about it. Tell me later. I'll tell you what I do. I sleep. I don't think much can be accomplished in the even 8 hours. I probably would talk with him about culture. More gentle. Yeah. Definitely more gentle than I was. Anybody else?
Welcome. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Labi, es satvenkuši.
No. Jūs, kad nu, daži, varbūt, es nezinu, ne daži, bet vairāk draudz locekļu vidū, kad vajag dot makšķiri, nevis zīvi, jā, palīdzot. A, kur ir tā robeža, kad dot zīvi un kad dot makšķiri? Sapratāt to domu?
Yeah. Okay, so the question is about the fisherman and the tools, what to give him or the fish already? And so there's different questions and ideas about that, to give the fish or the fishing tools to the person. So what would we do in this kind of situation?
Okay. Help me understand a little more. What
there is a board event to stop giving help and ask them to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, when to stop giving help and start asking them to do some things for them on their own.
Well, I think the approaches we talked about is, you know, we're asking them for a favor, right? We're not trying to put ourselves in a better position than where they're at. And so I think these things create a more equal relationship. But I think it's always better to teach somebody how to fish.
Bet viennozīmīgi labāk kādam iemācīt kā makšķerēt.
You know, I went through a university, an Adventist university.
Es pats biju Adventist universitātē.
That caused me to ask a lot of questions about my faith.
Kas liek man uzdot daudz jautājumus par savu ticību.
They weren't giving me hardly any answers.
Viņi man nedeva atbildes.
They were causing me to ask lots of questions.
Bet liek uzdot daudz jautājumus.
To the point where I almost gave up my faith.
Kur es gandrīz atteicos no savas ticības.
In an Adventist university.
Adventist universitātē.
But I look at the other people who went through the same time I did.
Bet es skatos citiem cilvēkiem, kas devās cauri šai pašai universitātei.
One of them is working for the general conference.
Viens no tiem strādā ģenerālajā konferencē.
Another one is a professor at one of our universities in the religion department.
Vēl viens ir profesors mūsu no mūsu universitātēm.
Another one just was hired by the general conference for another position.
Vēl kāds tika nolikts arī ģenerālajā konferencē.
I work for the North American division.
Es strādāju Ziemeļa Amerikas divīzijā.
Almost everybody that went through that
gadījis kāds, kas tam izgāja cauri.
Are significant leaders in God's church today.
Ir ievērojami līderi Dieva draudzē.
I'd say, how strange is this?
Cik dīvaini tas gan ir.
But they taught us to think.
Bet viņi iemācīja mums domāt.
And not just accept everything we heard.
Un vienkārši neuzņemt visu, kā
I don't agree with everything they did.
Es vēl nepiekrītu visam, ko viņi darīja.
But we had to learn ourselves.
Bet tas mums bija pašiem.
We had to own it ourselves.
Un pašiem tas jāsaņem.
And as a result, our faith became mature.
Un caur to mūsu ticība auga kļuva nopietnāka.
Not simply something that somebody just told us and we did.
Nevis kaut kas, ko cits teica, mēs vienkārši
darījām. I think there's always a value for a person to discover it for themselves.
Es domāju, ka vienmēr ir vērtīgi, ka
cilvēki. Like Carolina, so like she shared last night, so frustrated sometimes, saying it's not true that, and then she said a word last night, it's like, oh my.
Kā arī mēs zinām, Carolina's teikto vakar.
But that was real.
Bet tas bija patiesi.
And I think that to give her time to come to her own decisions rather than saying, no, this is the way it is and you need to believe it.
Un es domāju, ka ļaut cilvēkam laiku un noteikti uzreiz, kā arī jābūt.
Will result in a more mature faith.
Noteikti būs kā rezultāts noderīgākai ticībai.
At the time, I didn't like it.
Tajā laikā man nepatika.
Sometimes you want somebody just to tell you what to do.
Dažkārt mēs gribam, lai kāds vienkārši pasaka, ko mums darīt.
But in the long run, sometimes that's not as effective.
Bet ilglaicīgi tas nav tik efektīvi.
Okay, we done?
Love it. Mēs esam beiguši.
I thought we had till 6. Oh, we need supper in here, right?
Mēs šeit vajag
vakarienu. We all need to clear out for supper? All right, let's have a prayer.
Jā, bet nu beigsim lūkšanu.
Okay. Dear Lord, please open our eyes to opportunities.
Mums atver mūsu acis iespējām.
To interact with people who don't know you.
Lai komunicētu cilvēkiem, kas tev nepazīst.
With people who are far from you.
Kas ir tālu no tevis.
May we have wisdom in how we approach them.
Lai mēs gudrību, kā mēs viņiem uzsākam komunikāt.
May we build relationships.
Lai mēs veidojam attiecības.
That will make a difference for eternity.
Kas rada izmaiņu mūžībā.
In Jesus' name.
Jēzus vārdā. Amen.
Okay, hope everybody's staying for this session.